You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Clive Wright and Harold Budd couldn't be more different. Born in 1936, Harold Budd is elegant and thoughtful. He looks like he just got off the golf course and is nursing his second martini on the veranda, contemplating the sunset. Clive Wright, on the other hand, is all nervous, top-of-the-mind energy. Born in England in 1953, he's sweating in the summer heat of the Joshua Tree Desert, southeast of Los Angeles, contemplating a beer. Harold Budd is the author of 35 years' worth of ambient chamber music, full of pensive, open spaces.
My idea of working in the studio is to play as very little as possible and take what you've got and then work with that.
Clive Wright is still a journeyman musician, best known as the guitarist with a pop group called Cock Robin.
Yeah, I know, it really throws a curveball to a lot of critics. You know, they see Cock Robin and they see Montel Jordan and even the Black Eyed Peas. They see, you know, because I actually did a lot of R&B stuff in the 90s. Because when your heart is weak,
gonna pick the lock on it. Somehow, these two musicians got together to make a pair of ambient albums called A Song of Lost Blossoms, and Candylion. Harold Budd and Clive Wright met in 2004. When Harold moved out to Joshua Tree. Neither musician had ever heard of the other.
Not at all. He told me he had been with Cock Robin, which meant nothing to me. I never heard of Cock Robin. In fact, I still don't know anything about them.
It's funny, I didn't even know who Harold was until Carl actually played a tape of Harold playing at Daniel Lanois's party. And it was just like acoustic piano, and it wasn't Harold at his best. You know, I think Harold would admit that, you know. And I was kind of listening and thinking, well, what's the big fuss about this guy? You know, I mean, you know, I just really didn't get it at that time. Later on, of course, I heard his work with Brian Eno, and I was just absolutely astounded.
Clive Wright wasn't a stranger to ambient music. He'd formed a group with native flute and didgeridoo player Carl Rossler called Spiral Ascension. They released a prototypically ambient album named Earth, Sea, and Sky. The very first piece Harold Budd and Clive Wright worked on became the 30-minute opening track of A Song for Lost Blossoms. Called Pensive Aphrodite, it's a pure improvisation for electric guitar and keyboard. Harold says they didn't establish any parameters, including key signature, before playing.
Not a thing. I think probably the key I chose because it's the first sound you hear.
Definitely Pensive Aphrodite is a performance because it was actually recorded straight to a two-track. It was like one of those cuts that just goes straight to a CD player. A recording CD player.
Sitting at a piano at Knob World Studios in the Echo Park section of Los Angeles, Harold Budd opens up a small notebook.
I always have a notebook with me. I write down song titles the way that I sketch out poetry ideas or something like that.
It's those song titles that often yield the kernel of a composition.
Harold is a master of titles. He writes titles before the piece is even written. And sometimes it's not assigned to that piece. And the same thing happened with Blossoms. He writes a title and he throws them at me on an email, and I'm looking at the email and thinking, there's no way. No way that's going to work, you know?
Their second album, Candylion, released in the middle of 2009, is different. Harold Budd was living in Pasadena, while Clive Wright remained in Joshua Tree.
Yes, it is different in that there is no time ever that we play together. I would lay a groundwork, or a mood, or something that really attracted me. I would put it down in order.
He insisted on the sequencing of the tracks be as we recorded them. He wouldn't allow me to shuffle them up.
I think about, well, what should be next? And that usually determines what is next, as a matter of fact.
It's unclear whether Clive Wright and Harold Budd will record together again. They don't even necessarily agree on the concept of their albums. Sitting in his studio, surrounded by a jumble of guitars and electronic gear, Clive Wright feels they're in the midst of a trilogy.
Candylion was conceived by Harold Budd as the second album in a triptych, a desert triptych. So thematically, it's about the desert.
I don't really think so. They have nothing to do with the landscape. I don't feel wedded to the landscape that way. I mean, you know, that kind of faux romance of the western deserts, I don't buy it.
While Harold Budd and Clive Wright contemplate their future collaborations together, you can hear their two albums, Candylion and A Song for Lost Blossoms, both on Darla Records. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.